All right, B. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk to you as we kind of gear up for another week, man. Week 9, going to the Meadowlands. There is so much to discuss here. But yesterday I noticed something. I get all these emails from all these betting places. Dan Quinn is now the favorite to win Coach of the Year in the NFL.
You shocked? I mean, he should be. A man that walks into this and they're where they're at right now this quick, that should be hands down. Who else is having a better year than him? What team is having a better year than this team based off of what you just saw for the last 20-plus years?
I think it was Kevin O'Connell was the favorite because of, you know, they started 5-0 and you got Sam Darnold as your quarterback and blah, blah, blah. But they've now lost 2 in a row, I think.
They were in the playoffs last year, were they not?
The Vikes were definitely in the playoffs 2 years ago. Last year, remember, Kirk got hurt. I think it.
He did get hurt last year. But my ultimate thing is you come in this team, you basically overhauled this team. This team basically were 32nd. 31st, 29th, and everything that they could be named in.
I mean, just
year.
The defensive numbers right
to
now.
To be where they are right now, I don't think anybody else should be up for it compared to what he's done so far here.
I agree, man. And it's tough because you don't want to get too out in front on this, but they're 6-2, 5 games to go until the bye. It's like entirely possible. 8-5, 9-4 at the bye is honestly a fairly modest prediction, and you've got to give Quinn a ton of credit. And Quinn, the type of staff Quinn put together.
Yeah.
And all of it is just working, man. You know, I did this interview with Will Montgomery today, right, who played for the Skins for 5 or 6 years, played throughout the NFL, was a center for Peyton Manning in Denver, like a lot of experience. And he was talking about how much he loved this offense, watching it, and how elements of it remind him of the Shanahan zone run scheme, mm-hmm. but then it's not. Like, it looks similar, but it's different.
Yeah, far from it.
Well, I mean, Anthony Lynn goes back to that tree, right? Like, Anthony Lynn won 2 Super Bowls running that Shanahan zone run scheme in Denver. But you've got this group where you've got so many people with so much input from so many different spots, and I think it's all coming together just in the right way. And then you combine that you have a quarterback that looks like a legit MVP candidate for years, and that just changes everything.
Yeah. Hey, man. Right now, everything seems to be working. And I don't know if we can play one person or whatever, but it all seems to be working. And that man, he runs the football operations. He's the one talking to the actual people that are going on the field on a consistent basis. Yes, Adam Peters goes and get people for him, but that coach has a lot of influence. And when you start seeing how these coaches are, how the players interact with the coaches, the difference in 1 week to the next, you know, the difference in, like, when you see something, oh, can they correct this? All of a sudden you go, damn, they corrected it. You know, when you see all that, that comes from your head coach. And there are a lot of other people around, but you know what? Somebody sets the tone, and he set the tone. So I'm with it.
He sets a tone. How about this? I just saw this on the wire here. The Jets are Zuerlein's been terrible for the Jets. Honestly, they'd probably have 2 more wins if they didn't have Zuerlein, if they just had an above-average kicker. But they stuck it out with Zuerlein, releasing Seibert back in late August, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Eventually, now the
is Zuerlein Aaron Rodgers' friend?
He might
Seibert wasn't his friend, so they told him to go, and he got his friend over there now.
So the Commanders,
that's a mess.
The Commanders traded for Cade York, later released him, signed Seibert week 2. Seibert's been nails since he's gotten here, right? Everything inside of 50, I think he's made. He's got the 2 misses that are outside of 50. It is weird. There were similar misses where he like chunks the ground first. But listen to this. The Jets are signing Riley Patterson to their practice squad. Remember him here?
Yeah.
I believe Patterson was the kicker when we were in New York for those practices, that I have never seen a kicker with an innate ability of hitting the crossbars more often than Patterson. And it's both sides. It's not like a consistent fade or a consistent draw. Like, it is – he's going to hit that crossbar one way or the other. And I just find it so bizarre. And, like, some of this stuff is – karma or kismet or serendipity, whatever you want to call that. Like, the fact that the Jets released this dude, Seibert, who is absolutely killing it here, and are now at least signing to their practice squad a guy that Washington had to cut, is just such a bizarre full circle moment to me.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when you're hot, right? Like, it just seems like everything is kind of going well for them. And, you know, a few weeks back when the Panthers were coming to town, you were getting mad at me because I was telling you they're going to kick their ass. I didn't think Carolina was good. I thought Washington was good. I'm not making any designations about this week's game because I think it's a division game. You're going to the Meadowlands. You never know what's going to happen in these situations, right? The Ravens just went to Cleveland and lost to the Browns. Like, division games are a different beast. The Ravens also have a problem of playing down in their competition. Two of their three losses this year are to the Raiders and the Browns. Like, that's something they got to work on. Anyway, I there's no proclamation coming about what should happen this week. I do think Washington's more talented.
Yeah.
But the one thing, especially watching the Giants, but I'd say watching the Cowboys, like, within the division, I think the Eagles still have the most talent. Just if you look at the roster, they're pretty loaded. But I think Washington plays the cleanest and is the best coached. And I think you see that week after week after week. If you watch,
you know what happened.
I didn't get to talk to you. Did you watch the Monday Night Football game, Giants-Steelers?
I watched some of it.
Did you see the play call on the two-point conversion?
No.
I'll send it to you. It's asinine. It was swinging gate.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
Look, man, I'll tell you like this. Talent doesn't always win.
Right.
Okay? If you have talent without work, you're going to get your ass kicked. A lot of talented people, you know what they do too? They're selfish as hell. Everybody wants to do their own thing. That's what the Eagles are dealing with right now, where everybody wants to be the guy instead of just what everybody on this team is doing, sacrificing to make sure that the team wins. And if you can find a way of doing that, which is another reason I think you look at Dan for Coach of the Year, everybody thinks the same. They just want to win. They don't care about who's getting the credit. They want to win. Hell, Jaden comes on the show with us after the game. First thing he does is give credit to the defense. You know, we've seen times in this town where a guy play bad, but they win. He's going to come and say it was all about him. It happens. But they seem to have a common mindset of one common goal. Let's win as a team. And if they keep being like that, good things can happen even farther along.